AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A blizzard is dumping a lot of snow tonight from Kentucky to the East Coast. The head of Homeland Security and Emergency Management in Washington, D.C., says the storm will only get worse during the night.
This is deteriorating quickly. We need folks to get to where they're going to be.
And once you get there, Chris Geldhart says you should stay off the roads.
It's just going to get worse, and it's going to get worse fast. The snow is going to come in. You can see the initial bands that we had. We already have a lot of accumulating snow.
It could reach 30 inches deep in some places. At least 9 people have been killed so far in accidents as a snowstorm pounds the eastern part of the country. But the highest number of traffic fatalities have occurred in North Carolina. A motorist was killed today on I-95. 2 women died in separate car crashes. And a 4-year-old boy died this afternoon when his family's pickup truck spun out of control and crashed on Interstate 77. That's why governors along the eastern seaboard, like Andrew Cuomo in New York, are begging people to stay off the roads.
In all of these situations, one of the greatest burdens becomes stranded vehicles or stuck vehicles from people who are on the roads.
A 10th death has been linked to exploding Takata airbags.
A Ford pickup driver killed last month in South Carolina is the 9th person to die in the U.S., the 10th worldwide, due to faulty Takata airbag inflators that explode. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also says it's recalling 5 million more vehicles with potentially defective airbags. A woman in Malaysia who was killed by a rupturing Takata airbag last year is the only known death outside the U.S. due to the issue. In the U.S., about 23 million Takata airbag inflators have previously been recalled on 19 million vehicles sold by a dozen manufacturers. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Royal Canadian Mounted Police have taken a suspect into custody for shootings today in a remote town of Saskatchewan. RCMP Chief Superintendent Maureen Levy told CTV at least 4 people were killed and 2 others wounded at 2 locations.
First one was at we're investigating a matter at 300 block on Dene Crescent in LaLoche. And the second one, the Dene High School.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau talked to CTV from Davos, Switzerland, where he's attending a World Economic Forum.
Obviously, this is every parent's worst nightmare. When I spoke with community leaders, they obviously expressed that the community is reeling.
The police chief of Miami Gardens in South Florida says one of his officers was ambushed today, but he says they arrested a suspect after a short car chase. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.